Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
You're going to be so blessed that you're joining us for today's program because we're going to be giving you some secrets. It's a real important one to releasing the power of God and to living in the power of God, to living in what He has for you. And with me, I have our guest, Robert Hodgkin, who is on our team, and you are one of the leaders in our ministry, and you go all around the world and preach the gospel. But you're also the author of Winning the Battle for Your Mind, Will, and Emotions. And this is a very powerful book. And today we're not only going to be covering subject matter out of this book, but also my book, God's Law of Attraction, that is based on 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, where it says, "Beloved, I pray that in every respect you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers." So to prosper is to overflow with goodness, to succeed, to have extreme abundance. That's what prosperity means. And every believer is to be walking in that prosperity according to the Word of God. We aren't promised anything short of that. That is what God wants us to walk in. But it says that we can only walk in that if our soul is prospering.
That's right.
Overflowing, succeeding, and all that. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And so, Robert, this is such an exciting topic, and I get ready for miracles, because I believe that miracles can be voice activated, and you are going to get miracles that you need sitting in your seat as you gain revelation, the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and it's just going to come to you. So get ready throughout this whole program, get ready to receive miracles. So Robert,
winning the battle for your mind, will, and emotions is one of the secrets to working miracles, Patricia, because it's the realm we often allow just to happen. We think the thoughts we're having, well, they're the thoughts we're having, the feelings we have, well, it's how I felt when I woke up today, the choices we make, well, you know, it's what I was feeling.
It feels so real.
Yeah, because in the moment, things are happening that influence those choices, those feelings, those emotions, those thoughts. But we have to become better stewards of our mind, will, and emotions. And the more we do that, the more power that we operate in as dominion stewards over our mind, will, and emotions, the more power we operate in the realm of the earth. Because we're made to be His dominion stewards, representing Him to all creation. That's what we're put in place for. And one of the keys to operating that power is winning the battle for your mind, will, and emotions. So many in the church are crying out for God, I want more, I want more, I want more. And here's the truth, Patricia. We can't have more of God. He's given us everything.
He's given us
every
everything.
Spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Everything
all
pertaining to life and godliness
has
all been given to us in Christ. He's done all. He's won all. He's given all. So why aren't we seeing more of it? I believe what God has revealed to me, that I go into detail in Winning the Battle, and you go into detail in God's Law of Attraction, is it really comes down to this realm of the soul, of our mind, our will, and our emotions.
Exactly. Do you know that even the world understand this? In fact, years ago, this is why I wrote the book, God's Law of Attraction, because years ago in the world, there was a book that was actually written by New Agers called The Secret. And they had discovered a secret to power.
Yeah.
And in that book, I was told not to read it, actually. They said, stay away from that book, it's evil. And I thought, well, why is it evil? And no one seemed to know. So I actually bought a copy just so I could discover what was wrong with it. I realized why people wouldn't want you buying the book, because it was authored by people that didn't know Jesus.
Yeah, and they didn't name the source. They didn't know the source
exactly,
of true power.
But they had discovered a truth.
Kingdom principles work.
Exactly. I mean, the law, God's laws work for all the people
That's all the time,
whether you're a Christian or not. If you threw a ball up into the air, it's going to come down.
That's right.
Whether a Christian threw it or not.
That's right.
Because the law of gravity was created by God. It's a natural law. Same with the law of aerodynamics. I mean, we're flying all the time. We're up in the air. And on the plane, sometimes I'll have sitting next to me a Buddhist or, you know, I even have had New Agers, a Satanist once, you know. I mean, that law works for all the people all the time. And so does God's law of attraction. But knowing a law and operating in a law isn't going to save you.
That's right.
You know, because we have to, there's only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ. But what they discovered, even in the world, was that if they could think success, if they could make their emotions feel success, and if they could choose success and hone it so that they only were centered on those things, that it would be attracted to
them. That's right.
And of course, that is true. It's scripture.
It is.
He says, I pray that in every respect, that means relationships, health, financials, you know, marriage, family. It could be whatever you're facing in life, in every respect, that you would prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers, as your soul is aligned to God's truth.
Yeah, I have a whole chapter in Winning the Battle, Patricia, that had to do with a visitation of the Lord I had, where he came to me and he showed me in Genesis 1 something I'd never seen before. And we all know it. In Genesis 1, 1 through 25, we know God brings forth all of creation. He forms and informs all of space and time. But what he showed me was, it's the Holy Spirit hovering, the Father speaking, and the Word going forth. In other words, our three-in-one God is operating in the three persons of who He is in one harmonious, prosperous union of cooperation. But here's what I never saw, Patricia. Then in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, He creates us in His image. And He's very clear that it's in the image of the plurality of the three-in-one. He says, let us create them in our image. And when you go into the original Hebrew, it's even more clear. But so He who is three in one creates us in His image. And we are also three in one. We are body, soul, and spirit. And when He puts us in place as His dominion stewards in the earth to represent Him, to be His representatives and represent Him and steward all creation, He has showed me that the first 25 verses of Genesis 1, Patricia, it's not only a history lesson. He's modeling to us how to do what He's put us in position to do. And the key to being the most effective, the key to the more that we're crying out for that we actually already have, is to operate as three in one with our body and our soul in alignment with the truth that our born-again spirit knows connected to God. And too often we allow our soul to come out of alignment because of attacks on our body or challenges in our finances. So we don't choose to be prosperous in our soul. We get out of alignment.
We believe the facts more
than the truth. We believe a temporary fact. And that's the main plot of the devil.
Yeah.
The devil's main tactic is to get us to focus on a temporary fact and make us feel like God is keeping something from us, withholding something from us. That was the fall. He said, you know, God's keeping the good fruit from you. We both know if you ate that, you'll be like God. Here's the lie, Patricia. We were already made in God's image.
Yeah.
We were already in the image of God. The devil lied. We believed the lie. We believed God was withholding something from us, and we didn't steward the interior realm of our mind, will, and emotions. So not only did we fall, but unrighteousness entered the earth. See, because if we don't steward our interior realm, it affects not only our lives, but all of creation. But what's exciting is Jesus won this battle for us, has brought us back into the place of unity with God, relationship with Emmanuel. God is with us. We're with God. So now we have the ability to impact and create not only our lives, impact our lives, but impact all of creation.
Amen. Now, it begins in your mind.
Yes.
Okay? The enemy comes and tempts the mind. Even Jesus got tempted. He was in the wilderness and he got tempted by the devil. In fact, he has overcome every temptation. So what the temptation in your mind is a contrary thought to the truth. And it can be very subtle. And that's where we have to catch up first, is in our thoughts or our imaginings, which is also part of the mind. We have to dethrone and cast down any thought that is contrary to God. Now, if you've got ungodly beliefs in your mind, it is going to have effect on you, because after the mind thinks either truth or error, the emotions respond.
That's right.
Now, when your emotions respond, let's say you think, oh, I feel so bad, I'm so broke, I haven't got any money right now, times are really bad, I don't know what I'm going to do. When you start to think those thoughts, the emotions come into agreement.
Yep.
And you start to feel it, and it starts to feel like a truth. It feels real. It feels like it is your reality, okay? As soon as you feel it, you choose it. You start, that's it. That's the way it is. And you have chosen a lie. And when you choose a lie, you attract the lie. On the contrary, if you start thinking truth thoughts, and then your feelings start to feel the reality of that, and then you choose that as a reality, then you'll start to attract what that truth is. So just to give you an example, I believe right now there's going to be financial miracles and shifts come, okay? And I'm going to share a testimony with you, is that I was recently doing an event that had a big budget. It was about $250,000 budget is what we needed. In the natural, when we were crunching the numbers between all the different streams of income that could come in as a result of it, this is in the natural, it looked like we were going to be short by about $150,000. So in my mind, the thought came, you're not going to make this budget. You are not going to make it. This is impossible because of this, because of this, because of this factor. You're going to go down the tube because this is impossible. So that's what the devil was putting into my mind. As I was thinking about it, my emotions started to take on fear, like, oh no, what am I going to do? And I started to respond to the thoughts, okay? But then, the Spirit of God, I cried out to God, and the Spirit of God gave me a word. And the word, it was a simple word out of Psalm 23. And it was Psalm 23, 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that word came to me like a rhema word. And it was like all of a sudden the truth was presented to my soul. And I felt the Holy Spirit saying, you shall not want. You are not going to want for one penny. You will have it. As soon as that happened, I came into agreement with my mind. The thought came into my mind from the Spirit of God first. My emotions responded with joy, and my will chose to believe that. You know what happened? The heavens opened. And not only did we meet the budget, but way beyond that.
Right on.
Way beyond the budget was met, because it was no longer a confinement to the natural that was being controlled by a demonic lie, but I was entering into the portal of glory that the Lord had already granted us in Him. Now, that's going to happen for some of you that are watching right now. The Lord says, do not fear concerning financial calamity. If you fear and believe the thoughts that will produce fear, produce that emotion, and choose to believe that, you will attract what you are believing. But if you will align yourself right now, ask God to forgive you for the negativity, and align right now with the truth of God's word that says that He will meet all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, you shall not want. Believe that now and shift in your soul and start to just worship Him for the truth. And align your soul with that truth, everything is going to shift now. And I call forth financial miracles right now. I call forth debt cancellation. I call forth bank accounts to be filled up. I call forth financial needs to be met. In fact, I'm seeing someone that you're in despair over a college loan. In the name of Jesus, I just call that taken care of. In Jesus' name, all the distress leaving you and faith entering. In Jesus' name. I am so excited because I believe resurrection power is going to be released right now. You know, Ezekiel was visited by the Lord and was challenged in his soul. The Lord told him to examine a position of his soul, because Ezekiel is brought into this whole valley of dry bones. And the Lord said to him, son of man, can these bones live? You see what was going on there? God was putting Ezekiel in a position where his soul had to respond. He said, he answered, oh Lord, you know. Then he said, prophesy. Remember the voice activation of the miraculous? Prophesy over these bones and say to them, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So then Ezekiel did respond. He chose, which is a part of the will, or a part of the soul, rather, is the will. And he chose to respond and to prophesy, and he voice activated a resurrection miracle. Now, some of you, you've got dry bones in your life. In fact, some of you have literal dry bones in your body that I believe are going to be touched by the power of God as we prophesy into them. Others of you need resurrection of dreams. You need, maybe even you have a family member that needs resurrection. Maybe you're going to just go raise them from the dead right now. We've seen many people raised from the dead, you know, have many testimonies of ministries who have just given the command and the bodies rise up. But Robert, you have a testimony. Before we minister to the people, they've got to hear this testimony, because you wrestled in your soul.
I did, and God taught me this. You know, we are so much more powerful than we realize, and the power of our mind, our will, and our emotions is off the chart when we bring it into alignment with God. Patricia, as you and Ron know, I went through a health challenge for many, many years, and I didn't always walk it out perfectly. There were times when I got discouraged, I got frustrated, and I was in a season where my health had gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'd gone all over the world, all sorts of treatments. I was like the one with the issue of blood. Seen every doctor, spent all my money, and I was sicker than ever. I was laying on the couch one day, honestly, probably feeling a little sorry for myself, and behind me, I hear this thwomp. And I lift my head up. I have enough strength to lift my head up and turn around. And I realize what's happened is a bird has flown into our back patio window, smacked into it, and has fallen to the ground. And I could see its head was turned around backwards, its neck was snapped, and it was dead. So I went, I thought, oh, well, okay, what do you do with a dead bird? We've got cats in our neighborhood. I don't want it scavenged. I'm thinking, do I have the strength to get up and get a shovel from the garage? I don't want to touch the bird, because I'm remembering somewhere in my background that, like, birds can carry disease and stuff, and I don't need to add that to what I'm already dealing with. Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, I want you to pray for the bird. So I wrestle a little bit. I finally get up. I get the strength to get up, and I go and I sit down. I didn't have the strength to stand, so I sat down. And from this side of the glass door, I said, in Jesus' name, I command the bird to be healed. And Holy Spirit's like, no, I want you to go out there and I want you to pray for that bird. And I'm feeling frustration. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling sorry for myself.
So your soul,
my soul is
taking
is completely
on all
out of
these
alignment
negative
with God.
Things.
Totally,
God is saying one
totally.
Thing and your soul is doing another.
So I realize I have to make a decision. Am I going to follow my negative feelings, or am I going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? And I eventually made the decision. I opened the glass door and I go out there. And I'm still wrestling, Patricia, because when I started to pray, I put my hand over the bird, like, I don't know, 8-10 inches over the bird, and I start to pray. And Holy Spirit says, I want you to pick
up
that bird
up.
And I'm thinking, all my energy is going to make sure bugs aren't bouncing off it looking for a new host. And finally, I thought, okay, I'm submitting. I picked that bird up, Patricia.
And its neck was broken.
Its head was turned around. Yeah. It was dead. Yeah. And not only dead, but obviously its neck was snapped, and its head was turned backwards.
Yeah.
And as soon as I touched that bird, all I could do, my soul came into alignment with God's heart. And all I don't remember what I prayed, other than I kept saying, God loves you so much. God, I became flooded. My soul prospered.
Yeah.
I became flooded with the heart of God. I declared God's love. And I wasn't even saying come back to life. I was declaring God's love. My soul was in alignment with God's heart. All of a sudden, the bird's head pops back around in the right place, and it flies off. I was so startled, but God showed me. He said, this is the power of bringing your heart into alignment with my heart, to bring your soul into alignment with my soul. Resurrection power is available to us. And I want to say to you right now, that resurrection power is going forth. And I speak to those of you with dry bones, and I command those bones to come back to life. Those of you who have dead relationships, I speak life into that relationship.
Yes.
Those of you who have dead finances, I command those finances to prosper and fill up. And I feel especially for those of you who are discouraged because of dead opportunities and you feel like your calling has been missed, I command life into your opportunity, life into your calling, life into your business, life into your ministry. I speak life, life, life in Jesus' name. Resurrection power is going forth right now.
Amen. Now, you can feel the miracle power here. We're voice activating it so that you can receive it. But this is a secret to releasing the power of God. When you get this, you're going to start to see shifts in your life in every area to align. Have your mind, which includes your thoughts and the imaginations, your will, which is your feelings, your senses, and your will, which is your choices, your determinations, Those things, when they're aligned with the Word of God, you will see the power released.
Yes.
Now, I want to address something, because sometimes we choose God's Word, but mm-hmm. then we don't see the results. Like you were saying,
right.
as far as your health,
yeah.
you were choosing the will of God.
I was
but it
declaring
didn't
it. Right.
Now, I want to share a testimony that is powerful. My girlfriend, for 27 years, she had an accident. This is an amazing. For 27 years, she was in an accident that she fell down the stairs and went into some surgery and got everything, you know, just went wrong in the surgery. And she was left with a very severe health issue. She couldn't walk without a walker. She was in constant excruciating pain all the time. So much so that she had to take high levels of morphine for 27 years just to get through a day because of the pain. But what she did, she acknowledged the fact, it's just a fact, but she aligned her soul with the truth. And she said, Jesus, your word says that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your word. So for 27 years, without a manifestation, she aligned her soul with the truth of God's word. Now, there's days when her soul's feeling the reality of what's taking place in the physical realm, okay? But she was aligning herself with the word of God. Overnight, she and her husband were on a vacation. She went up to the altar for prayer, and a woman from that church, who was not the pastor, but she was a faithful prayer team member, prayed for her. And from that moment, things shifted, and all the symptoms of pain started to leave her body. Within less than 3 days, all the pain was totally gone from 27 years. Now, all those years that she continued to believe and align her soul brought about a prosperity, a testimony of her healing that was amazing. Now, I don't know why it took 27 years, but I know that every time she stepped out and aligned her soul,
yes.
it was registered in heaven, and there was an overflow that took place. So she's now miraculously, she doesn't use walkers anymore. She's in perfect health. And then she's addicted, though, her physical addiction to the morphine. Her and her husband prayed. The Lord said, you can come off of it. She went off of it. It took about a week to come through the withdrawal symptoms, but God's grace was there. And again, she just kept her soul aligned.
Yeah.
And she was a miracle of deliverance, really, from the morphine and completely free after 27 years. Now, I feel that this is really important, because many of you, you're saying, yeah, but, you know, I've been waiting and I've been believing and God didn't do anything and I'm mad at him and stuff like that. If you could shift
That's
your position
it.
Of your soul right now, your miracle and your breakthrough, the power of God will come, whether it's in a financial area, a relational area, a health issue, whatever it is, God's power is going to visit you. He is going to visit you, but you have to shift. Now, in the book, Winning the Battle for Your Mind, Will, and Emotions, Robert goes into so much detail on how to bring that shift about. And he shares from his own testimony and the revelation of God. It's a very revelatory book. It'll change your life. And in God's law of attraction, the same thing. Now, Robert, we have 1 minute left in the program, but I know that you've got some things to address.
Yeah.
And, you know, just go for whatever's on your heart.
I want to emphasize what you're saying, because so often we get caught up in that confusion and fear and doubt because we haven't seen the manifestation of the victory. But knowing we have it will prosper our soul. And I think of the man at the well, where all those years he got caught up in self-pity. Jesus said, do you want to be made well? Because he's like, well, every time the angel comes, somebody else gets there. He had to break that self-pity off of him. And one of the things we need to remember is that our body can be declaring the word. Our spirit is always in faith. But if we don't watch over our soul and we allow it to go into self-pity or doubt or fear, but you said it, Patricia, as soon as we shift it, that miracle working power will come into your life. So I want to declare a great grace to you right now to shift into winning the battle for your mind, will, and emotions, coming into alignment with God's word. And I declare a great grace for you to operate in miracle working power.
Amen. I am so excited for what God is going to do in you. Every single area of your life will manifest the power of God when your soul is aligned. And we have to be intentional about it. And I know that that is what is going to happen with you. We are believing with you for that. I just want to encourage you, get God's law of attraction and winning the battle for your mind, will, and emotions. We have a special sale for both of those. It'll be a blessing to you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining us on today's program. And I'd like to invite you to consider partnership with our ministry so that we can continue to get the word out worldwide. Join the Go Team partnership and help us reach the masses with the miracle working power of God. And above all, remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.